WSAI 1360, bright and lively, and Dusty on duty. One more once, going round and round with a good day today. Absolutely beautiful. Susan, what did you say the temperature was?
70 rock and roll degrees.
70 rock and roll degrees and a promise of more, much more to come. Stand by.
This is Howard Beale. And right now, I want you to run over to the window, throw it open, and shout at the top of your lungs, WSAI, Cincinnati, AM 1360. Now, do it. I can't hear you. Louder. I say louder. I want to hear it. Now, do it.
Super Talk, Super Talk, yeah, yeah.
Debunking the myths of AM radio, first in a series. Our beloved AM band has suffered some injustices in recent years, many undeserved. Among the misconceptions is that AM stations play too many commercials. While many do, including WSAI at one time, this isn't always true. For example, WSAI never averages more than 8 commercial minutes an hour. Add to this our commercial-free hours, up to 4 or 5 daily, and WSAI has fewer commercials than virtually any of the leading stations in Cincinnati, AM or FM. And unlike the FM stations, we don't play an endless stream of 4 or 5 commercials in a row. With WSAI, it's never more than 2 commercials, then back to music. Hopefully, this will help clear up the misconception of over-commercialization. Debunking the myths of AM radio. Brought to you as a public service by AM 1360.
Here's music by Jan and Dee. They used to do so many years ago. That's Jan and Dean making the scene with the music machine and the music of Surf City. One more once on the one and only WSAI. 1360, 5,000 watts out of Cincinnati, Ohio, and sounding like a million. Yes, friends, folks, and neighbors, believe it or not, this is Dusty Rhodes on duty. One more once on the bright and shiny 1360. Let's go. Super Sunday evening, this is Dusty Rhodes on duty. One more once, going round and round with you from wonderful WSAI. We've got about 17 minutes after 9 o'clock, and we're looking backward over our shoulder this evening, and this one kind of comes to mind as something that is kind of extra special. This was the last big hit that the Everly Brothers ever had. We did it right here for you on WSAI, and the year was 1962, if you remember. This one tugged the heartstrings way back when. Don and Phil, one more time around, and the song is called That's Old Fashioned.
We hold hands.
Always had kind of a tricky ending, and it still does. The Everly Brothers from way back in 1962, and a song called... That's old-fashioned, and that's the way love should be. You've got it.
You haven't lost it.
Undo it with seven. It's the same thing. The only way to do it is undo it. The only way to do it is to undo it with seven.
Monday morning at 6, we present the all-new WSAI. We think it'll be one of the best sounds you've ever heard on Cincinnati radio. We call it contemporary country. Give it a listen. It's likely to surprise you. And remember 94.1 SAI-FM. In the WSAI tradition, it's Cincinnati's best rock. And it's in stereo, too. Thanks for your support. And thanks in advance for your continued listening to AM 1360 or 94.1 SAI-FM. Cincinnati's best rock. And be sure to listen Monday morning at 6 a.m. to AM 1360 when we present the all-new WSAI.
Fabulous sounds of Buddy Holly from the long-distant past and the one called Ray Vaughan. Yep, believe it or not, your ears are not deceiving you. This is Dusty on duty like we used to do it so many years ago. Dusty Rhodes with you one more time around at wonderful WSAI. Sounds on a super summertime Sunday evening by Steely Dan and one called Reelin' in the Years as we talk over the ends of the records like we used to do once upon a time and make everybody just as mad as we possibly could.
You'll hear all
the music that's fine on the Sparkling 1360 Live. So stay right here with WSAI.
This is Dusty Rhodes, proud and happy to be with you at about 28 minutes after 9 o'clock. That's right, Dusty Rhodes, the fellow that used to be here on WSAI, making nighttime the bright time from about 1961 until 1966. Over our shoulder tonight, a backward glance. Western music now by Gene Pitney.
When Liberty Valance rode to town, the whip.
Used to be a big favorite at the Operation Prom Hops out at Taylor High School many, many years ago, back in 1963. Gene Pitney and the man who shot Liberty Valance. We have here at 931 just had a call from the Lakota class of 1968 that says hi and good evening. We pass along good greetings to them. Also the Green Rockets of McNicholas High School tonight, the Aviators of Sycamore High, and we want to say hi to the Vikings of Princeton. All tonight from WSAI, and your ears are not deceiving you. This, in fact, is the one and only original Dusty Rhodes, and to prove it, we have music for you. Fantabulous Beatles on WSAI Cincinnati. Remember the Beatle Boosters fan club back in 1964 when they first hit the scene? It's 26 to go before 10 o'clock right now, and Dusty Rhodes with you one more time around on Ever-Lovin' 1360.
Listening for you on 1360, swinging WSAI.
They're really rocking in Boston, deep in the heart of Texas, sweet little 50.
The one and only Chuck Berry and Sweet Little 16 on WSAI, cooking on a Sunday. Greetings, Clearwater Revival and the Bad Moon Rising melody from a couple of years back. This is Dusty Rhodes. Your ears are not deceiving you. Back one more time for an encore performance on wonderful WSAI, hoping that when you get back to school in a week or two, you'll ask everybody you see, are you the WSAI secret student? 20 minutes before 10 o'clock, here's a fellow that grew up just a couple of miles away from here. Matter of fact, over in Jim Scott country in Indiana. He had one of the biggest records in all of Greater Cincinnati, all of America, for that matter, back in 1963. An instrumental version of yet another Chuck Berry song. This is Lonnie Mack and the twangy guitar in the song called Memphis. Boy, like nothing else ever was, that was the sound of Greater Cincinnati back in the summer of 1963 from WSAI.
Cincinnati digs the sound of 1360 WSAI.
And this is he, Dusty Rhodes, back one more time, going around with you at about 17 minutes before 10 o'clock. I'd love to take some of the calls. The lines are going crazy, but everything is kind of in a state of confusion here. It's been a long time, and you get a little rusty, you know, making the turntables go round and round. And so maybe afterwards we'll turn it back over to Susan at 10 o'clock and grab a few phone lines and say hi. Thank you for all the calls coming in. I mentioned the temperature, 72 degrees. Used to have to do time and temperature after every record. Let's make it 17 minutes now before 10 on WSAI.
It don't matter to me if you really feel that, 'cause it don't matter to me.
That's by Brett, a group that came along after I had hung up the silver headphones and put away my golden microphone. That's a fine sound called It Don't Matter to Me. 14 minutes before 10 o'clock, and this is Dusty Rhodes, and you know, it's kind of a sense of deja vu. My French was never too good being up here at WSAI. We used to look out across, right there, Susan, across 8th Street, and we used to ask people to blink their lights if they were listening, you see, and you'd watch and see, and then 6th Street, too, if anybody's driving west on 6th Street tonight and listening to 1360 Radio. It was depressing when nobody would blink, but I think I saw a couple over there. But
there's a couple right.
All righty. Blink your lights if you're listening to WSAI and driving west over 8th Street or 6th Street tonight, and we'll say hi to you. We used to do it all the time, and it used to be fun, too, to sit here and watch the snowfall.
Yep. I saw one blink.
Yep. On a winter evening, he's going high and low down there.
Oh, so there he is. High beams.
And you'd see the snow come across this beautiful valley here that we overlook.
Right.
But it's really great being back one more time going around with WSAI. WSAI. This is Dusty Rhodes with you on a Sunday night as the memories all come flooding back one more time. There's the rim shot. Bill Haley's Flashing Comets.
Get out in that kitchen.
Bill Haley. It's 11 minutes before 10 o'clock on WSAI, and Dusty Rhodes with you, and most happy to be here. We're cooking. Hey, Pridge, what's going on? Yeah, baby.
Don't call me Pridge.
I'm sorry.
You're giving away my identity.
Oh, that's right.
I've been working for years to keep my identity secret, and here you are blowing it on the air.
I know it, right.
Didn't have public service announcements in your...
Yes, we did.
The FCC, Federal Coal Commission.
Watch the stars come out with Jerry. Jerry.
Jerry?
Jerry Lewis.
Oh,
Lewis, over the Labor Day weekend on Channel 19.
Yes.
And see good old Jim Scott, too, during the 21-hour spectacular. Gentleman Jim will
good
be with... I wonder if he'll let me drop by. I wonder if I stop by if he'll put me on television.
Sure does.
All righty. Okay, super.
I'm going to be on TV.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey,
we don't care.
Well, they
want to
break the lines.
Yo, wait to see how ugly Ted is.
Ted. There's a very bright light shining over there now. We asked him to flash their lights. Look at that one coming down the line here.
That's, look at this.
Hey, let's have a contest. Who can come up with the brightest light?
We used to...
That's right. We'll give you the entire WSAI album library.
We used to invite everybody to come up to the station back when I was on the air, and they'd all come up here and create a traffic jam on Price Hill. You want to go that one more time?
Let's do it again.
Let's have a Dusty Rhodes reunion tonight right now. West 8th and Matson Place, and we'll play this one more time for all the Beatle boosters here, there, and everywhere. And that brings back memories of the first time we brought the Beatles to Cincinnati back in that August day in 1964, I guess it was. No, it was 65. Or was it 64? No, 65 was when we brought the Beatles here. Cincinnati Gardens, complete sellout, and the whole trip. It was something else. Let's see. Dick Pertin was in on that. Skinny Bobby Harper was one of the fellas. Mark Edwards was there, too. And let's see, there was one other, and I can't... was it Mike Sherman, the Night Creature? I don't remember, but there was five of us anyhow that brought... Oh, Steve Kirk! How could I ever forget Steve Kirk? Good old Kirky Lurky, who now, I believe, is working up at WING in the morning in Dayton, Ohio. This is Dusty Rhodes with you, bringing back a memory or two and having so darn much fun, we just might stay here all night. So stick around. We always used to send this over to the kids at Beechwood High School in Erlanger, Kentucky. And the Motown sound going down. It's 6 minutes before 10 on WSAI Beechwood 45789.
Excellent.
All right. Some lady just called up and said that my husband and I used to listen to you all the time, Dusty, when we were dating. That's Beechwood 45789, watching submarine races in the Ohio River.
We know all about that. I've been answering the request line here off and on.
Right.
I want to invite all the old groupies that used to call Dusty Rhodes. Your wife's not listening to this, is she?
No, all you
groupies. All you groupies used to call Dusty Rhodes now, you know, and grew up and married motorcycle bums from Norwood or Erlanger and that, you know. Dusty would like to reacquaint himself with your lovely bodies, all right? 749-3650. So call up, man. This is your last shot.
Okay. I've never heard the end of it, and we probably never will. It's a Sunday evening in August, a Sunday like you have never heard before, and undoubtedly will probably never hear again. 3.5 minutes to go before 10 o'clock, and this is the world's original Dusty Rhodes, the one and only, just to shuck it and a jive it one more once at the ever-loving 1360. Wonderful. W.S.A. Love that sound. That's by the Hollies. Remember the song Bad Moon Rising here on WSAI we played about 20 minutes ago? Well, if you look over to the east, there is a bad moon rising right now, and it's coming up right over the hill, and it's orange and like that. Our telephone number is 749-3651 if you want to call up to say... 50?
Yeah, that'll get through on all of them.
Oh, okay. All right, good. You got a bunch of lines, of course. 749-3650. If you want to call up to say hi, how are you? And this is Dusty Rhodes recreating some of the moments that we spent, not so many years ago. Just had a call from a fella in Middletown who was 8 years old when the Beatle concert took place. I've got my son Brian with me here tonight, too, who's sitting in the corner and looking at all this with a look of amazement on his face. He's about 14 years old, and Brian wasn't even born, but he was at the Beatle concert anyhow. He was about...
8 months along the way. And the interesting thing is Ringo really said to Joanne, Ringo said, he looked at her and said, I hope it's a boy or a girl. Good old Ringo.
Do you want to swing? Well, you do with Vicky. WSAI.
By special request on the hit line on 1360. A whole lot of shaking going on. Just had a call from a fellow St. Xavier and Ross Moyne, the class of 1965. That's Jerry Lee Lewis. That was 1957. I was working at a radio station in Syracuse, WOLF, as a matter of fact, which was the same station that Dick Clark started at a couple of years before me. And they wouldn't play that record, a whole lot of shaking going around, because they said it was rather suggestive. Boy, have times ever changed. Huh? 4 after 10.
You'll hear all the music that's fine. Sparkling 1360 live. So stay right here with WSAI.
Yeah, we just had a request for a song called Norman by Susie Thompson on the basis of equal time, but I don't think I've got a copy of that. Our temperature now is 72 degrees, and we have music for you from WSAI.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around.
This is WSAI Cincinnati. Okay, now we're legal. All right, everything's in good order. It's 6 minutes after 10 o'clock right now, and 72 degrees in the breeze. Last time we heard, going round and round of the records, Dusty Rhodes, and thank you so much for all the fabulous calls that are coming. 5 minutes after 10, I'm sorry. I never could tell time straight.
And it's 70 degrees outside, Dusty.
70? Good Lord.
We haven't done this for a long time.
It's been a while. Wait a minute, I've got the ball scores for you here. Just a second. I've got the ball scores. 2-1. 4-3, 5-2, and 6-0. Oh, forgot the teams. Reds, Cubs, White Sox, Yankees, Dodgers, Braves. Oh, yeah. Dick and Dee Dee. Mountains high and the valley's so low. That's Dick and Dee Dee, the mountains high and the valleys so low. 1961 memories one more time here on WSAI. This is Dusty Rhodes with you on what is a Super Sunday evening. It's 9 minutes after 10 o'clock, and we're asking you to, yeah, I like that, and we'll do that in just a little bit, okay? But this one has always appealed to my prurient interests. When it comes to music, there was never anything greater than the sound of the Ventures and Walk, Don't Run. I always liked that by the Ventures, Walk, Don't Run. It was a big instrumental hit way back in 1960. This one, from just a couple of years back, a fella named Starbuck, and this sounds awful good, too. A perfect song for a summer Sunday night as we say goodbye, S-A-I.
The wind blows some luck in my direction.
Wonderful WSAI. This is Dusty Rhodes. Believe it or not, yeah, this is he, the fellow that used to be here every night, making nighttime the bright time for you between 6 and 9 and 9 and midnight, what have you, from about 1961 until 1966. Remembering some of the places where we used to have record hops, whatever became of the Withamsville Tabasco American Legion Hall, the Delfair Party Hall in Delhi. Dickie Wagner and the Wiggly Wobbly Wagner Wagon used to roll up and down and do record hops out at Delfair, the Seton KSC Hall. We had dances and the Purcell Hall out in Cheviot. Let's see, Paul Purton, Lovable Paul, used to have a bunch of dances up at the Middletown Armory until they closed them down. That place was like gangbusters. And then who could ever forget Castle Farms?
Oh, who could forget?
Oh. Ron Britton on Sunday afternoon, and I swear he used to have anywhere from 3,000 to 5,000 kids up there. Believe me, it was something else. It's 10:15 on a Sunday evening, the likes of which you've never heard before, and we'll probably never hear again.
Queen City Rock and Roll, WSAI.
Go to town and Mary bought off the dawn. He cleaned down his off for the night.
Oh, too much. Little Richard from way back when, and the song about Long Tall Sally. I remember the first time Mom and Dad heard that, and they wondered what was the world ever coming to. I think it was back in 1957. It's 18 after 10 o'clock, and this is Dusty on duty. Good old trusty Dusty. Making nighttime the bright time. My time is your time. Your time is our time. And our time is the nighttime. That's something I used to say once upon a time. I don't say it anymore, though. Well, sometimes I do, but not on the radio.
Good listening for you on 1360. Swingin' WSAI.
Something neat and nifty by Linda Ronstadt tonight. Bringing back memories. This is an old song coming back all over again.
It's so easy to fall in love.
It's so easy to fall in love.
That's Linda Ronstadt. That's Governor Jerry Brown's girlfriend, I believe, from out in California. See how the little things you pick up when you, you know, switch from one thing to another? This is Dusty Rhodes. It's 21 minutes after 10 o'clock. Rick Hines has stopped by this evening, famous newspaper writer and man about town. And Rick, it's a pleasure to see you here. Want to say hi to all your many fans who are listening in tonight.
Come on.
My mother and my daughter.
Thanks a lot, Rick. I'm awful glad to have you here. We're going to turn it back over to Susan Kennedy in just a couple of minutes. We'll do just a couple of more goodies for old time's sake tonight here on 1360 WSAI. And this one is Rod, to bring back a memory or two for me and for you. We used to have to rhyme everything, too. That was something else we used to do. With. Everything had to rhyme. Remember those good old days? Roy Orbison. And Million Dollar Memories.
Only the lonely.
That's the great Roy Orbison. Whatever happened to him? He was a motorcycle rider, and that was one of his biggest records way back when. Dusty Rhodes with you on WSAI tonight for one more time going round and round, and we're digging back in the memory bin and coming up with a few things. That's okay. I can do this. We used to have to... There's a little station... No, there's a little station in Oneida I used to work at. We only had one turntable half the time, so we used to do... It was awfully hard to do a segue or segue or whatever you call it. It's 70 degrees right now in Cincinnati. It's a summer evening, and we're looking backward at the many, many years, WSAI. Of course, I came here in 1961. It was in August 28th of 61. I can't forget that day. I was driving down from my home up in Syracuse, and the Dodgers were playing the Reds in a doubleheader. Can you believe Don Drysdale was pitching the second game, and the Reds won both sides and, of course, went on to win the pennant that year in 1961. But, of course, they were defeated by the Yankees in the World Series that year. They got revenge in 1976 in a big way. What we're doing here is just a little bit of music fill. This is an old radio disc jockey theme song that I used to use way back in the late 50s. See if this sounds familiar to you and see if you can pick it up. This is an old theme song. A big one with all the kids at the candy store on the corner, I'll tell you. That's Dwayne Eddy and the twangy guitar and Moving and Grooving. It used to be a disc jockey theme song many, many years ago. Back before Bandstand. Freddie and Wilma and Jeff are listening in tonight at the candy store in the corner. No, they've really stopped by to say hello. My good buddy Fred Newbill. It's 27 minutes after 10 o'clock at WSAI. We're going to turn it back to Susan Kennedy in just a couple of minutes, if they can drag me screaming away from the microphone. You know the old joke about how do you get an elephant out of the theater, Susan?
No.
Well, how's it going, Dusty?
All right.
Knock,
knock. You don't if it's in his blood. WSAI. One more time, going round and round here on a Super Sunday evening. 5,000 watts out of Cincinnati, Ohio, and sounded like a million. These guys are coming to town next week, I understand. The Beach Boys and fun, fun, fun.
Well, she got her daddy's car, and she cruised through the hamburger stand now. Wait, fun, fun,
the Beach Boys here on WSAI, and boy, you know, it really has been fun, fun, fun for the last 90 minutes or so. This is Dusty Rhodes recreating some of the things we used to do, and not all of them, and maybe overlooking a few, the things we used to do between 1961 and 66 here at WSAI one more time, and of course a brand new sound that we hope that you'll be listening for starts tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock with good old Jim Scott. But in the meantime and in between time, well, you'll be hearing from me, of course, as you have for the last couple of years in my new avocation, but I want to thank Susan Kennedy very much for giving so generously of her airtime this afternoon, and I want to thank you once again, too, for all the memories that we've had over the years, and on behalf of the whole gang here at WSAI, hope that you'll stay tuned and keep listening, and we'll see you again. Let's see, how did I used to close it off? This is Dusty saying, thanks a million for dialing our way. God bless you, wishing you lots of love, much money, and a laugh a minute. Lovers, yay, never say goodbye.
Oh.